It's time for Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. With us, David Widmar. He's a co-author at ageconomist.com, also a co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. So this week, David, let's talk about your blog post this week on corn exports to Mexico. The sky isn't falling. Tell us about what the exports are currently and why we should not panic.
Yeah, Joe, it's one of the topics that Brent and I have been batting around amongst ourselves via email. A lot of media reports have been going out saying, given the cool down in trade and political relations with the U.S. and our NAFTA partners and the renegotiation efforts of that NAFTA trade agreement, they noticed that a drop in corn exports, and they've been talking about what are the implications of this and kind of painting a gloomy story. So this week, we dove into the data and we found that, corn exports for the first 5 months of 2017 are about 4.5% behind the same period in 2016. But in actuality, it's still the second highest corn exports for those first 5 months, going back all the way to 2007. So it's still a pretty strong export market out there. It's down a little bit, but still very strong compared to what we had seen in the past 11 years.
Well, you mentioned a little bit of a dip here the first few months. Is that explainable?
You know, we stepped back a little bit and we thought, what could potentially be explaining this? We dug into some more data, and actually ending stocks measured as a share of use for Mexico has been increasing all the way back since 2012, 2013. Back then it was about 3%, so ending stocks were about 3% of use. Now it's approaching 16%. In fact, it's the second highest going back to 2000. And so we kind of would expect, even without some sort of political or trade negotiations underway, that Mexico would be buying less corn in the face of growing stocks there in their country. So part of this is probably explainable due to that.
Well, David, let's wrap it up. What's happening with exports as you look to, say, countries outside of Mexico?
That's a great question, Joe. When we looked at total exports, Mexico, which accounts for 20% of all corn exports, and the rest of our trading partners, 2017 in the first 5 months have been a really great year for corn exports. In fact, they're running about 34% above 2016 levels. Last fall, with this big U.S. crop harvest, we started seeing a lot of exports take off in the last part of 2016, and that's continued into 2017, which has been very helpful for these burdensome ending stock supplies here in the U.S. So the picture, I guess to wrap up here, the picture in Mexico isn't as bleak as maybe it would look if you just look compared 2 years. It's a bit explainable from just their balance sheet perspective, but overall globally, U.S. exports have been doing pretty well throughout 2016 and 17.
Well, if you'd like to learn more about this topic, go to ageconomist.com, and you can hear this program as a podcast, of course. Go to ruralradio.com on the podcast page. For David Widmar with this week's Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish.